Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side. And let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now, slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball. Now, think about the ones you love, your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love pouring into the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and bigger as you fill the ball with love. Gently hold the ball and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly in and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now, bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Feel the energy ball warming. Relax as you hold the ball. Again, think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whomever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounds the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Caring Crew. The sun slowly rose, filling the enchanted forest with light and waking the sleepy animals. After the dragon's thankful party, all the animals felt grateful for their home and all their friends, especially the dragon. Rebel the raccoon wondered what they could do to show the dragon their appreciation. Then he realized the dragon's cave might be a bit of a mess after such a big party. Rebel had an idea. "Riley, Rob," he called. "Would you like to help me clean the dragon's cave?" "What a great idea," Riley said. "I was trying to think of a way that we could say thank you to the dragon too," Rob replied. "Great," Rebel said. "I'll tell the birds. Riley, do you want to tell the squirrels?" "Rob, can you spread the word to the bunnies?" "Sure, and we'll let any animals we meet along the way know what we're doing," the raccoons replied. Off they went, spreading word through the forest that today they would help the dragon clean. First, Rebel had a very special recruit in mind. The clever raccoon climbed up Odin, the owl's tree, and knocked politely. The wise owl emerged and gave Rebel a questioning look. "We'd like to surprise the dragon by cleaning up after the party." The owl smiled mischievously. "How can I help?" he asked. The raccoon returned the grin and said, "Would you convince the dragon to follow you into the forest and away from the cave for the morning?" "That can be arranged." And with that, the owl silently flew off towards the dragon's cave. As the animals gathered outside, the owl peered into the dark cave and saw the dragon sleeping by the fire. Odin fluttered in while the other animals hid. The owl gently woke the dragon and asked the dragon would follow to the forest to see something. Since Odin usually didn't ask for help, the dragon quickly followed the owl outside. As soon as the dragon had left, the animals hurried into the cave and began to clean. The squirrels scampered around the floor with a swish, swish, swish wherever they went. Their big bushy tails worked wonderfully as brooms to sweep the floor. The raccoons used some of the fresh water in the rock bucket to wash the floor as the squirrels finished sweeping. The birds fluttered around organizing things that were out of place and circulating fresh air into the cozy cave. Then the bunnies hopped in. They had been busy working on a thank you card. All the animals had dipped their feet in a little bit of mud at the entrance of the cave and then stepped on the card. They were careful to wash their feet before continuing on with the cleaning, especially after the raccoons discovered muddy bunny prints on their newly washed floor. Once the prints were cleaned up, the bunnies were placed on listening duty to let everyone know when the dragon was returning. As everyone finished tidying up, the bunnies' ears stood straight and alert, circling as they listened attentively. they looked at each other and thumped the ground with their feet to alert the others. Odin and the dragon were headed back. All the animals scurried to hiding places in the cave as the dragon returned. The dragon stepped into the cave and stopped, feeling surprised. The cave looked so clean. And the dragon noticed the thank you card and picked it up. At that moment, the birds began singing and fluttering around the dragon's head happily. The bunnies hopped out of their hiding spots as the squirrels zipped up and around the cave in their excitement. The raccoons lumbered out with sleepy smiles. They usually slept during the day, and so now that they had showed their gratitude, they were ready to go back to bed. One by one, each animal thanked the dragon, and then off they went home for a nap. The raccoons trudged their way back to their cozy tree and settled in. Rebel stretched and yawned and smiled, wishing everyone in the forest happiness. He thought of all he had to be grateful for. Rebel felt glad that he had helped clean the dragon's cave. He was grateful to have caring friends to help out, and he was thankful for the wonderful forest that he lived in. The little raccoon gave himself a big hug and then relaxed. He took a deep breath in and out, He took another deep breath in and out. Then, one more deep breath in and out. He yawned again. And the raccoon tucked his nose under his paws, curled his fluffy tail around his body, and fell into a deep sleep, feeling blessed that he had such good friends and neighbors. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.